I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 26th. Three former teachers and volunteers with LifeWise Academy have been arrested and charged with sex crimes against minors since mid-April. Ohio Republicans passed laws last year requiring public schools to allow students to skip class to attend LifeWise. That's a biblical educational program. For the Ohio Newsroom, WOSU's George Shilcock reports.
William Van Sickle, Christopher Riggs, and Kenneth Holycross were all either charged or pled guilty to crimes ranging from voyeurism to raping children. The three are from Miami, Muskingum, and Perry counties, and all at one point worked for LifeWise as volunteers or teachers. LifeWise, based in Hilliard, says in a statement it's received zero reports of misconduct involving LifeWise students in connection with these arrests. Secular Education Association co-founder Molly Gaines says there needs to be more oversight of groups like LifeWise.
We're finding watchdog, you know, activist groups like ours with no funding, with no backing. We're the ones that are watching out for this sort of thing when it's not our government and it's not our state institutions that are doing what they're supposed to be doing to protect our kids.
Gaines's group opposes religious teaching in public schools. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm George Shilcock in Columbus.
The Ohio Attorney General released the 2025 Missing Children Clearinghouse Report for Ohio this month, in recognition of National Missing Children's Day, and that was on May 25th. Last year, over 15,000 children were reported missing in Ohio. That's about 1,000 fewer children than last year. Almost 98% of them were safely recovered by year's end, but six children were found dead, according to the report. The Clearinghouse report is the result of a coordinated effort between local law enforcement agencies and the National Crime Information Center at the U.S. Department of Justice. A Dayton organization is advocating for new economic investments to create a thriving Salem Avenue Peace Corridor. The group shared their plan with community members earlier this month. WYSO's Catherine Mobley explains.
The Salem Avenue Business Association, also known as SABA, is sharing its vision for the revitalization of the area after which it's named. Before an audience of West Dayton residents and stakeholders, it unveiled a map illustrating potential spots for new small businesses, eateries, arts and entertainment, and medical offices. Steve Makovec is a member of SABA. He says according to a Wright State University study, there is evidence the community can support new economic growth.
And when you got as far as a 3-mile radius around Salem and Grand, then it was in excess of $300 million per year being spent outside the area. And the data is there, which is amazing that we can support a revitalization of the community.
Moving forward, Makovec says the business association is actively sharing development options with West Dayton residents, encouraging entrepreneurs to invest in the area, and urging city leaders to integrate some of their ideas into larger citywide initiatives. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
With an Ohio Senate vote this week, the state is now closer to legalizing blackout vehicle tags. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports that it's not a done deal just yet.
Senate Bill 358 establishes the new license plates, which feature black backgrounds and white lettering, as well as fewer logos than standard issue plates. They cost $40, with an added administrative fee of $10. More than a dozen states have started offering similar blackout vehicle tags. Here's Republican Senator Nathan Manning.
Really, I think this is, you know, giving people what they want, quite frankly, and also is going to raise some good money for the Highway Safety Fund.
The idea was originally in the biennial state budget until it got removed. It now heads to the House for consideration. Sarah Donaldson at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Construction on Chestnut Fields and Millett Hall South Lawn at Miami University has started. Turf installation is expected to be completed by August 17th. New pickleball and basketball courts, a dog park, and more will be finalized by September. The university is investing close to $13 million to expand and upgrade the areas, including a walking path, exercise stations, tennis courts, and more at Millett Fields. Chestnut Fields will get 2 full-size soccer fields, 2 softball fields, 3 flag football fields, and concrete walking areas with a plaza. Look for rain to return to the area beginning later this afternoon. Looks like it'll come in from the south and southwest and creep northward. The biggest chances for rain will be later this evening into overnight and early on Wednesday. And some of the rain could be on the heavy side, which could cause more flooding since soils in many parts of southwest Ohio are already saturated. The good news is we should have a dry and pleasant end of the week. And so far, looks like this weekend will be that way as well. And that's WISO Today for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Mike Fraser.